Welcome back, y'all. So we had a little extra long break. Guess who's back? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, how was the Super Bowl, that halftime show? Did you watch it? Or was he 4-1? Like, did you see it?
Oh, I saw it. All right. Euphoria, so it was a perfect timing. It was at like 8:15 and finished up by like 8:45, and then I went downstairs and watched Euphoria, so it was perfect. It was everything. The only complaint I would probably say I have is I wish it was longer. Like, I wish there was more, because they each kind of did like 1 to 2.5 songs. So I just wish there was more, but it was so good. Like, I was so hyped for it. They surprised guests and brought out 50, and he was doing the Go Shawty.
I was wondering why I saw a lot more stuff about him.
Yeah, because he was like the surprise one, and people are trying to say he's buffer, that he's not in shape, and I'm like, that dude is 50 years old, and he did the whole how his video used to be where he hang and comes down.
Oh wow,
he did that, starting it. I can't do that now, and that man is 50.
You started.
He is in shape. Yes, Kevin, we're starting.
I tried to mute it, so.
But.
I only heard him say you starting. When we record, it interferes with his video game playing.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Tragedy.
It's very tragic
out there. I did want to ask. Well, first, I just wanted to let you know, I restarted Walking Dead. I think I said this in our episode 2 weeks ago. I forgot about, like, pretty much almost everything that happened in that fucking show.
Oh, yeah. Because,
like, I'm in season 4, and I'm like, I didn't remember this happening. I didn't remember that's how this person came to the group. Like, mind blown. I think it was a solid experience to restart it, because if I would have just picked up where I left off, I would not have remembered all of this. I forgot about the governor, like how evil he was. Completely forgot about that. And he's terrible. I mean, we get more villains later on, but like, he was a solid villain. Like, I will give him mad props, but I'm just shocked by it.
I literally haven't seen that show in forever.
And we used to watch it all the time, so it's so funny.
But, yeah, that show was a hit though, for sure.
It looks still good. It's about to end, so that's also why I wanted to pick back up. Like, they're going to go into the 11th season, and I think that's their last season.
Damn. I mean, 11 seasons is really solid for a show.
Yeah. Because a lot of the shows I watch only have, like 7 at most, besides Law & Order. Law & Order's an outlier. They're on season 23.
Which is crazy to me. That shit is wild.
I mean, Criminal Minds went for 15 seasons. So, I mean, I feel like it's easy when you have a crime show to do, because they don't always have to do everything. They can tell a story, but also, like, have singular episodes. Instead of it being, like, an arc, they can just have singular episodes build up. Yeah. Or bring, like, a villain back later on.
Or suspect.
I've been reading... Ironically, going with Walking Dead, I've been reading this series that I never finished back in the day called The Forest of Hands and Teeth, and it's about zombies too. And honestly, with all of this, I'm surprised I'm not having dreams about zombies, like, just taking us out.
I still sometimes have, like, you know, like, you're out at the store or whatever, and you're just like, I wonder what would happen right now if, like, there was just an apocalypse that just started.
Dude, same.
I always feel like that's same. Always a topic. Like, if you're hanging out with a bunch of friends, you're like, all right, so what would you guys do? You know what I mean? Like, as like a conversation.
Because you have to know if you can trust those people to be like solid.
Hey, in people an apocalypse can say a lot. Situation. You don't know though.
Well, that's why you feel them out with certain questions. But at the same time, you don't know. Because, like, I still stand by, if there was an apocalypse right now, I'm shaving my head.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting rid of the hair. I don't need hair. That's going to slow me down. I'm not braiding it. No. Hair's gone. First thing. And if it's a zombie apocalypse, I'm going to where water is. I just feel like that's a safer option.
Like on a boat? Like you're going to live on a boat?
For someone who's afraid of drowning, yes. But I just feel like when everything hits and shit hits the fan, everyone's going to be like, going to get gas, going to Walmart, going to this. I'm going to get a boat, like a nice ship, and heading out to sea while all the people kill each other and the walkers kill each other.
That makes a very good sense. And I'll
just travel back to get supplies.
That's true. You don't even got to like go very far. You can just kind of like go in the middle.
Yeah, you just got to go far enough out to where like the walkers can't get you. And if they do, you're going to be able to like stab them. I feel like it's a solid plan.
Like, you know what? I also have thought about.
I'm not going to be traveling through Georgia.
No, nowhere that's because it's a good plan.
Like New York, you're donezo. You're donezo automatically.
Yeah. You don't want to go anywhere that's heavy populated. That's a hard no.
And you also don't want to go somewhere where it doesn't rain as much because you're going to still kind of need that water supply after it runs out. So like. California, probably not a solid idea.
California isn't a solid idea even now, and there's not an apocalypse. So imagine if there was. That would really suck.
Also not a solid idea is Florida, just because Florida has a lot of crazy people, so they'll be quick to try to kill people. There's too many stories about, like, in Florida this happened, so, like, I would not go there either.
So not safe.
Not safe. Not a solid plan. Speaking of not a solid plan, how was your camping trip?
Oh my god, it was really good. It was cool because it was pretty much just Kevin and I on, like, just in a tent. Most of the people that were there camping were either in the cabins or an RV, which makes sense. Like, during the day, it was pretty nice out. I think it was like 70, maybe 80. So it was pretty good weather, but at night it did get really cold. Like, to try to sleep in the tent, it was like maybe 35 or something. So we were the only ones in that area with the tent. So it was cool. Last day that we were there, like that last day, we were driving out, and a few campsites up, there's like a hill, so you can't see over the hill. So there's this guy sitting in his car, and he kind of stops us and is asking us if we had a jumper because his battery died. Kevin's like, yeah, like, let me go get it. So we go back to the campsite, come back to where he's at. And Kevin's trying to turn it on, and it wasn't turning on. And the guy definitely was weird. Like, he was a little on the stranger side because he had a cat on the, like, on the passenger side just chilling. And people already make funny comments of cat ladies, but cat guys are weirder. Like, they are weird. No offense, but they are. So he... Kevin's trying to start it, or no, the guy's in the driver's seat, he's trying to turn it on, and then Kevin's like, turn your radio off and then turn the car on, and that worked. So typically if that were to happen to you, your instinct is like, oh my god, thank you, I appreciate it, you know, just being happy that you're not stranded there. He gets out, and he's just like, I just don't understand how turning the radio off affected turning the car on. And then Kevin's explaining to him, when you're turning the car on, a lot of the electricity is just going to powering the radio. So if you turn that off, it gives more power to turn the car on. And the guy just like was strange. Like, he was just giving vibes, and I don't know. And then Kevin was like, so are you good? And he's just like, oh, yes, thank you. Thank you so much. But he just kind of looked defeated. Not defeated. Like, he didn't look like somebody who was happy about their car coming back on. So, and it was also weird because he was in an area where you're supposed to have tents. And he didn't have a tent. He didn't really have anything. He was just sleeping in his car. And on your dashboard, you're supposed to put the piece of paper that the campsite gives you because it has your departure date. And I think it was I don't know what day it was. I think it was Valentine's Day that we did that, but he was supposed to leave on the 13th. So he was supposed to leave the day before, but he was still there. And the whole thing was just weird, but whatever. So we do our thing, and then we're sitting around the campfire, and we're just chilling, and it was dark out. It was like 10:30. And Kevin, like, gets up, and he's like, grab the keys, get in the car. So I grab the keys, and I get in the car. I was like, why? He's like, let's just go. So I'm like walking to the car, but he's like, the way he's walking in front of me, he's like, he has his hands out, kind of like somebody's protecting you. You know what I mean? Like if you're in front of somebody, you have your hands out and you're just like walking with their back towards you as you're walking. And I'm like, what in the motherfucker? Yes. So we get in the car. Well, I get in the car. He's like, stay in here. I'll be back. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is happening? So and like I said, we're
immediately
going
immediately no. Immediately no.
So he gets out.
No. And I'm gonna stop you real quick. You never tell someone, stay right here and I'll be back. That is the quickest way for you to get dead. Continue.
So he's patrolling, looking around. He has two flashlights, I think. I don't really remember. I'm trying to look. It was dark. So he's like going around. And then he comes back and he's like, get in the pack. Because I just automatically went to the driver's side. He's like, get to the passenger side. So I get in the passenger side. He gets in the car. And then we're like driving away. And he does like a couple laps. And then in the meantime, he's like, there was a coyote on the campsite, like on the campground. And I'm like, oh my God, I thought it was that fucking guy. Like my instant thought was like, that guy's rolling up on our site. So it was,
what the fuck was Kevin going to do against the coyote?
He was ready to fight. Well, he was looking around. Well, he was circling just to get away from the area. So he just like circled around so with campsites, there's like a road. It's like a paved thing. So once we got back, mm-hmm. got out, looked around the area, and it was cool.
Immediately, I'm so glad you had a great time. But let me tell you, throughout your entire story, first the fuck of all, I'm not pulling over for someone at a campsite to give them jumper cables. First red flag. Red flag.
That's
immediately
common. But that's
the second you said.
That's a common thing. Like people, you're in a camp area, and someone jumper cable, like your car is dead. That makes sense. People lose their.
You know what also makes sense is someone luring someone that way.
No, not at all.
Quite yes. Do you know how many of my fucking?
And that's why you think like that because you're.
Do you know how
you
many
true crime all the time like that's your instant thought. We were just like
yes, and that's probably gonna help me not get dead.
We're alive. I'm not dead.
No. No, I don't. Who knows? You might be a ghost. I don't fuck with people like that. Immediately no. Then, oh, there's an echo. Then, when you said, Kevin said, get in the car, bitch, I would have been like, you get in the car, we get in the car, we're leaving. You are not getting back out of the car or not getting in this. We are exiting now. See, this is why I couldn't go camping. I'd be on such high alert all the time. Also, do you know how many people have actually died? It's common. I'm not helping people. Moral of the story, Ashley's a good person and she helps people. I do not.
I'm kidding. Kevin's the one that pulled over.
No.
But I mean, I didn't.
He's also dangerous. He's dangerous. Danger. But I'm really glad you guys had a good time besides, you know, almost getting yeeted by a man and a coyote.
So yeah, we did pretty good. It's just like I grew up camping, like literally. It's just like I grew up camping, like literally. Always camping.
I've never camped in my life, and I don't plan on it. It's just no. I will go to cabins. I'm not camping. Do you know how there's just like sometimes there's just things that you know
you won't.
It does not matter how much people try to convince you, you're just not doing. Yeah, like I know I will not like that. I love that people love doing that. I just know. It would not be. Loki, please don't come over here. Don't do it. Ow. He just hit me in the forehead. That's the mic. That's the mic. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
So much. But I'm really glad you guys had a good time.
Yeah, it was cute. I had a really good time.
We went on this freaking walk.
Or not a walk. It was a hike. So there's a bunch of trails around the campsite. And there's different entrances. So you can pick which one you want to go to. So there was, I think there was like a half mile one, and then there's a mile. And there was one that was 2.65 miles. There was one that was three, whatever. And then there was one that was like 5 point something. So that shit was almost 6 miles. So I'm like, well, let's just do the 2.65 mile one. Like that doesn't seem too bad. Well, it was, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I didn't realize each trail was based. So they have like easy, moderate, advanced, you know. The one we decided to go to, which we didn't realize it until afterwards, was moderate, which I mean, I even thought it was pretty hard because you're pretty much going like it's a trail, but you're like going up a mountain. And a lot of the times you have to like climb over rocks.
Yeah.
And I really did like it. It was a lot of fun, but I was just like, God damn. Like, I didn't think this 2.65 mile hike was going to feel like a 5.65 mile hike. I would do it again for sure. I just wasn't anticipating it.
Every time I like go hiking, I always end up picking like the moderate trail because I have overconfidence in myself. Being like, oh, I got this. And then halfway through, I'm like, this was a lot. Like, Jackie and I went hiking last year. And first of all, we put in the wrong, like, we looked up a trail and thought it was by us. And like a halfway of us driving there, we realized it was in Virginia. So we had went to Virginia to hike. And I was like, that's dangerous. But we did this trail and I literally was like, whoa, I'm like dying because I thought I had more physical activity in me than I did. But I like hiking. Oddly, for someone who doesn't like camping, I do like hiking. That trail was the one we saw a snake on and a deer.
Ooh.
Jackie was, she was walking and I saw it, like I saw it move. And then I was like, Jackie, stop. And the snake just like slithered across the trail. And I'm like, yep. And then a deer, like, was probably not even, like, 6 feet from us. It was, like, the snake was blue. Like, I swear to God, it was blue. And I was, like,
I mean, I know that's probably
a thing. Like, a dark blue.
Snakes are sketchy. Yeah,
it threw me off. That's how it caught my attention. Because it was, like, I mean, I like our snake. Like, I like our snake. But she's ours and we've had her for years.
You guys know each other.
A snake in the wild? No. Like, we're not. But yeah, I like hiking. Oh, next time you guys are here, we should go on a trail. Like, do a hike.
I'm down. I do like it. It was a lot of fun. I just, next time. It was hot, too. I was wearing a long sleeve.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you'd rather wear a long sleeve when it's in, like, the woods.
I mean, but true, but I was kind of sweaty. I hate sweating.
Well, diverting from sweating, I don't think I said this on our last episode. I might have. I start at Raven's Home, the reboot of That's So Raven. And it is, you will be shocked. I, like, love it. And you know how I'm not big with comedy shows. Like, I love this show. Like, I've watched, I'm into season two now, almost to season three. And they have 5 seasons. Well, the 5th season's about to come out. But I, like, am actively, like, watching it and enjoying the fuck out of it.
It's funny that you say that you like that. Because it's, like, a comedy and it's new. I really, 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 really fucked with Why Women Kill. And that is not something I really would typically watch, but I fucked that show up. That show is really good. First season's definitely better than the second season, but like it was a bomb-ass show to me. And that's not something I normally would watch.
And see, I didn't finish this. I only started the first episode of the season, but I think it's because it has satire where it has like funny moments in it. Because at first I was like, oh, this is going to be more of a comedy, so I don't want to watch it.
You thought there was
but funny, then funny I like saw
comments in it or funny parts in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
On Why Women Kill?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, maybe I missed it. I don't know. It made me like hella
on. I mean, there were definitely edgy parts of it. I really liked that. I thought that was a good one.
The show
for me so at least, sick. Because I watched it in like seven. Yeah, I watched it in like one night. No, it was a night and a half, but yeah, I like went through and I didn't go to bed until 1 a.m. when I was watching it. I think I said it on here.
And those episodes are long.
Like I stayed right? up to
They're
watch,
like 45 like, minutes or something.
Yeah. I mean, that seems light compared to Euphoria having like an hour long episode with no commercials. Like that shit's deep.
Well, good for them for not having any commercials.
But I liked that. It's HBO. Any HBO show, it doesn't have commercials.
Oh,
so whatever you get, like you get the full. They had.
Wait. We don't have that.
This week's episode was 50. This week's episode was 58 minutes, and when I tell you, like it goes by so quick. Like I'm like that was not an hour. That was not. I never feel like it's like a full hour. I'm always like it just goes by. But the Disney shows too, like. I keep saying that's a Raven. Raven's Home doesn't have commercials, and it's, I think they're like 40, 45 minute episodes too. Which makes me really want to go back and rewatch That's So Raven.
Were they like that before? Like, I feel like TV shows nowadays are just so much longer.
I think it's intentional because it draws you in more. Because, like, especially if you get it on like Netflix or Hulu or HBO where it doesn't have the commercials, you're like hooked in longer instead of having all the commercials. But even with the commercials, I feel like a lot of shows are that long.
Yeah, they are. I mean, all of our streaming services.
But then again, I'm
have the commercials.
Oh, none of mine do. I was bougie. I specifically told Jake to get the $11 one of Hulu so that we didn't have to do commercials because I can't rock with it. Like when I watch the CW app to watch all like Batwoman and everything, mm-hmm. those automatically have commercials because it's the CW app. And every time I'm like, oh my God, this is taking so long. Like I feel like I'm like being dramatic. I'm like, why is this taking so long? And then I'm like, oh, because it's a fucking commercial.
I do hate the commercials, but there's like a 2% of me that likes commercial because I know I can pause it and I can do that if I have to get up. But during the commercial, I don't know. I'd like, all right, cool. Like I'm going to get up, go to the bathroom or like do something really quick and then come back. Not that it makes any difference because like I said, you can pause it, but just something about. There's like a little part of me that kind of is okay with it, but most of the time I hate it.
I mean, I feel that. I do feel that on multiple levels. But what I was also going to say about Raven's Home is out of all like the reboots we've had recently, I like this the most. Like I didn't like Girl Meets World that much. I couldn't get into it. I couldn't get into Fuller House.
And Fuller House was not good.
But like I couldn't get into it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like what's worked is because Raven and Chelsea still have like the same personalities. They're just parents now.
Mm-hmm.
And the comedy is still there. The same type of comedy they had in That's So Raven. They even did an episode where they did the Liz Anya and like with the outfits and everything. Cute. And it was such a good callback. I was like screaming. I was like, oh my God, that episode. I loved that. But I think that's the part that they balance a lot of making sure they still seem like the same characters. Because I feel like some of the characters when they do the reboot don't seem, obviously they've grown up, but like a lot of their core personality seems so off. And I think that's why I don't like some of the reboots. I do want to watch the Fresh Prince one.
Oh, no. Okay. That's another thing I was like, that's normally not something I would watch, but I totally would watch it. It looks kind of scandalous.
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah, like, I feel like it's like more like less comedy, a little more drama.
Mm-hmm. And that's not typically something I really do.
Maybe we should both start that.
Do what?
We should both start it at the same time. We can do like weekly updates.
When does it start?
I think it already started, to be very honest. Hold on. Oh. I'm looking it up right now. I'm pretty sure it already started.
You know what else had a really good
Peacock, but we both have Peacock.
Fucking the Golden Girls had a reboot, which I didn't even know about until like a month ago. It's called The Golden Palace. That one's actually not that bad.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. So Blanche and Rose buy a hotel. I mean, Sophia's there too. Dorothy's not in it. But it's pretty good.
Wow, I didn't know that. So, The Fresh Prince debuted on Peacock on February 13th. Now, does it do weekly episodes, or can you stream the whole thing?
Probably. Everything that's a good question. Stupid weekly. I'm not down for it. I've said it before in a few pod episodes, but I'm not for it.
I know. We could go back and forth on this topic all the time, because I actually thoroughly enjoy it now. Like, as much as I complain every week after the Euphoria episode, I'm like, I want it now. I actually really like that over that week's time, it's such a cool place to be on like Twitter and TikTok, because everyone's coming up with theories of like what's going to happen in the next episode. And like, it's so fun to see like everyone talking about it and having different opinions on it, that I feel like if we had it all at once, like everyone wouldn't be done it at the same time. Well, actually, that's a lie. I feel like everyone would binge it in the whole fucking 8 hours. But it's so interesting that each episode you get someone's like opinion and you see something that like you might not have noticed or you want to go back. So I actually liked that a lot more.
I get that for you, but you know what? We're not even gonna do this again.
You're not going to get riled up again about it. You're not going to be.
Okay, but yeah, I'm looking, really quick,
it says,
about the French Prince thing?
Yeah. It kicked off on the 13th. I just don't know if it's weekly episodes or not.
It's probably weekly.
Maybe. Oh my god, no.
What the fuck is that?
What I just said?
No, you just sent me, who's this?
I don't know. I just thought that was a cool costume. So I just saw a costume of a girl who she dressed up as fried chicken, like KFC fried chicken, the bucket and all. And then she had like little cheese curls next to it. And I don't know. It just made me laugh.
All right. Well, those chickens look like little ball sacks. Right?
I mean, a little.
I mean, I do respect that outfit or the costume. It's, kind of, it's definitely something.
I feel like the internet's a wild place to be. Also, I saw this not that long ago, and I don't know if we brought it up on here, but I just had to bring this up, that someone was talking about low-rise jeans are coming back, and I'm not
a
fan.
Nope.
We might have talked about this, because then I think we talked about we like high-rise. Yeah. We can bring a lot of fashion back. Like, fuck it. Bring some butterfly clips back. Bring the jelly... don't bring the jelly bracelets back. But, you know, we can bring a lot back.
As a kid, but not low-rise jeans. Growing up with the jelly bracelet, I was a fan.
I was thinking of the... Never mind.
What are you talking about? There's other jelly bracelets?
Nothing. I don't know. That's just, I don't want low-rise jeans back. I don't want low-rise jeans back. I don't feel like that's a go for me. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, dude. So I have to tell you about, I sent you a snap about it, but Loki, so Jake loosened Loki's collar because he thought it was too tight. And I was like, no, it needs to be tighter. I'm like,
so he can't like hook it on anything or get stuck. So twice this week, like this weekend, well, first it was Thursday and then yesterday, I'm sitting in the living room watching TV and I hear this like thumping, like flinging thumping. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then here comes Loki and he's flinging himself into the wall, like jumping like a rabbit. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I see he got his collar stuck in his canines. So his mouth was like pried open and he's trying to get himself out, but he can't. And he's like jumping. I freaked the fuck out. The first time I was able to get him and like get him out. The second time I had to literally get Jake so that we could both grab him and get it off of him.
Does he have a breakaway collar?
It should break away, but it's not like, I guess because of how he was hooking on it, it wasn't pulling. It was just stuck. Does that make sense? Like, he just had it stuck in his mouth, so it felt like it was still on there. But it just, it terrified me. So I was like, Jake, this needs to be tightened. Like, there was a reason I had it tighter, because I had a feeling this would happen. And it literally is the most terrifying moment. Like, and then Kovu's bitch ass, as we're like getting Loki adjusted and all, she's just staring, watching him. Just watching.
Because she don't care. It's all about
with
her.
With a look of disgust. She does not care. She literally does not care anytime anything else happens. She's like, that's a no-go for me.
It's so windy here right now. It's so loud. Well, I can hear it because I'm like right by the window, but it's just really loud.
It was super windy, like over the weekend and all, but today it was like really nice out. Was it Friday? Yeah, Friday I sat on my porch and worked. Because it was just, like, actively nice out. And, like, I'm not used to that.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. I sometimes like to do that because I need a change of scenery. Like, sitting at my desk all day sometimes is depressing, so.
I can see that.
I really like that. What the fuck? After 25 years, the final episode of Arthur airs today. I didn't know Arthur was still on air.
I also didn't know that. Damn, that's almost like the
25 years? That means it's...
Right?
That's a, yeah. Well, I was going to be like, that's longer than SVU. Yeah. What was Arthur doing all this time?
Stuff.
Apparently, like, he's doing a lot of stuff. I did not know this. This is also information that I had to share with Rachel today. So I don't really want to talk about Kanye West anymore because I really do think that he's like deranged. However, this man posted that he had beef with Peppa Pig.
I mean, who doesn't though, right?
What? He has beef with... If you would have read this post, like he literally named like 30 people things. He has beef with the entire cast of SNL, supposedly, according to him now.
Now he does, right?
What else? Well, it was like this long-ass post, and it's like Kanye's beefs, Taylor Swift, Nike, Kim K, his cousin, Wiz Khalifa, Jay-Z, Kid Cudi, Billie Eilish,
Wiz
Peppa
Khalifa.
Pig,
Pete what Davis. What are you even doing?
Drake, Ray J, Justin Timberlake, Jimmy Kimmel, South Park, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, J. Cole, Travis Scott, Harriet Tubman, Louis Vuitton, the CEO of Zappos, Evel Knievel, Amber Rose, MTV, Beck, George Bush Jr., TMZ, the American Music Awards, 50 Cent, Kris Jenner, Apple, Spotify, Lucian Grange, TikTok, Black History Month, Obama, the whole cast of SNL, Hillary Clinton, the devil himself, Corey Gamble, Charlemagne, Disney, liberals, and of course Skeet. This man literally posted
Apple,
this like,
but he probably has all Apple products.
Exactly. He said Disney. What the fuck did Disney do to you? Black History Month, Harriet Tubman, like what? And leave Taylor's name out of it. She has wanted to be excluded from your narrative and you keep dragging her in this. But like, and so then someone was like, he probably has beef with Peppa Pig because Peppa Pig is 7'1". And I looked it up and that Peppa Pig is 7 feet, 1 inch.
What? But what have? Wait, yes! Peppa Pig in the show? How tall is everybody then?
Yeah. I'm apparently really tall. It's sending me. It is sending me with some of. It can have height. So she's 7'1".
I don't see why.
I don't.
Okay. I mean, I don't care that she's 7'1". It's just like, you can't even tell in the show, so what does it matter?
Right, because she doesn't look tall. I don't know. Now we're on a conversation about Peppa Pig, but she doesn't look tall. Like, everyone's the same height as her, so I guess everyone's tall.
I kind of feel like, I mean, like, most celebrities, I feel like he's just doing this to try to, like, wild people up. Like, get them all hyped for no reason.
I feel like he actively is, like, going through a manic stage and people need to medicate him because he is bipolar. People do need to medicate him instead of just letting him be, like, wild, because it's a little scary. Like, his rants get a little, it's not funny, and people are like making fun of it, and I'm like, no, it's actually kind of scary. Like, he's seems off the rails.
Yeah, I think he's just
trying to. Did you ever watch Pam and Tommy?
No, I didn't. Did you watch it?
I haven't finished it. I watched the first episode. I don't know why, it's just like something's not drawing me to it, and I think if I want to watch it, I will, but like I have not had any interest really. Like, at first I was like, I kind of want to watch it, and then every time I put something else on.
So maybe it looks cooler than it is. Some shows are like that. I'll have to give it a whirl.
I don't know. I'm not sure what it is, really. Today was such a long day, and I feel like I didn't really get anything done. Like, that's the worst feeling.
Yeah, I've had, so I usually fold my clothes in the living room, and I sit on the little, on the part of the couch, so like when I fold, I can like put it in front of me. So that hamper has been sitting there since last night, and I have not touched it. So it's just sitting in the living room.
I feel like that's such a common thing, though. Like, I feel like we don't talk about enough that, like, how am I trying to say this? There are times where it's like, you know, you have chores to do, but mentally you're just, like, checked out from doing it. So you just look at them, like, you just see them there that they need to be done, and you're just like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I really don't feel like it.
And I think that's okay. I feel like I'm learning to be more gracious to myself in that sense. Because I do always feel like I have to get everything done. And I'm trying to learn that, like, it's okay to leave something for the time being.
Yeah, but it's just something to look at. But you're right.
Anyways. What was I about to fucking tell you? I really had, a whole thought process and lost it that quick. No.
You know what? I think there was something I also wanted to bring up, but I totally forgot.
Christ. We're a pair out here. We are a pair.
And I always say, like, I don't need to write it down because I'll remember, and I always forget.
I try to put it in the OneNote, but if not, I normally write it in our notebook. Well, Jake and I went this weekend. I'm going to skip until I can remember. We went to Iron Rooster for like a little brunchy brunch. Well, Jake had the brunchy brunch part because I'm not drinking until the end of the month. But I fucking love their Pop-Tarts so much. Remember how we said we were going to do a food segment? That's my food segment for today, is Iron Rooster's Pop-Tarts are fabulous.
What kind did you get?
So they had different choices, but once they said this choice, Jake was like, I know that's the one you want. We got the Oreo one because, like, it's so good.
That sounds good.
We were gonna get mixed berry because mixed berry is really, really good, but Oreo for me always outweighs it.
I think it depends on my mood.
I mean, for theirs, I always love their Oreo one because they're the homemade ones. But like in general, I had a debate about this the other day. What is your favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
Hot Fudge Sundae. But it has to be in the microwave.
Okay, fair. Fair. Mine is s'mores. And I got told that that's the worst one. And I disagree.
Disagree. You know what else is really weird speaking about food? Do you have a pizza cutter?
Yep, this is our food segment.
That is not a common thing for yes. people to have. Did you know that? Because at work, I was all, I don't know what we were talking about, but we were talking about something about a pizza cutter. And then my one coworker was like, I don't have a pizza cutter. And I'm like, what? That's so weird. Like, what the fuck? Like, I was just like saying how weird it was. And then I think Jackie, I'm pretty sure she was all like, I don't have one either. And then everyone starts chiming in like, yeah, I don't have one. And I'm like, what? This is strange. I just thought that was like you have forks and spoons and your knives and your pizza cutter. But that is not common. And I just thought that was really strange.
No. So we didn't always have one. And I specifically remember Jake was trying to cut our one pizza and it just like, it wasn't working out. So I had went and got a pizza cutter after that. Cause we do like, we make homemade pizzas quite often. So it seemed like a good purchase, a good investment.
I've never not had one my whole life.
Oh no, I never had one like growing up. I don't remember ever having a pizza cutter. Like this was something like when we got our apartment, like I went and got.
See, that's weird. I just, like, even before, like, Granny, like, we've always just had pizza cutter. I don't know, man.
Huh.
Different strokes, I guess. I just
thought that was cool. You know, you always said you were, like, you're poor now, but you're not poor because you have a fucking pizza cutter.
I know, I guess I was. Really? I guess I really was living the high life, and I just didn't know.
I saw this TikTok where they were talking about, like, if you grew up, like, poor or, like, low middle class, what's something that you feel is, like, a luxury now? And for me, it's having a dishwasher. Like, 100%, that I feel like is a luxury that I never had growing up. So, like, having it, I'm like, oh, I fucking made it because I have a dishwasher.
I don't even know. So, something that you have now that you didn't have then,
like that, having two bathrooms. Yeah, like something that because growing up, like you didn't have it. Like, so example, growing up, we always had to wash our dishes ourselves. Like we never had a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. So true. Now that I have a dishwasher, I'm like, I feel like that's a fucking luxury because I didn't fucking have that. And having more than one bathroom, that too.
I can't think of anything.
Because for as long as I can remember, we've always had one bathroom.
Right.
Wild. See? There you go.
I don't know.
If you think something was bad in your childhood, be like, well, I'm...
I would have to think about it. I really would have to think about it.
Like, what's something... What is something... Can you still hear me? Because I'm actually actively laying on my floor. Yeah. What is something that you didn't have as a kid? Like a toaster oven, a microwave. I mean, well, most people had a microwave, but some people didn't have microwaves.
I mean, we have a toaster oven, but I don't really use the oven part. I usually just use the toaster part. But we've always had
a toaster. Same, because you and my sister got me it.
Dude, that's a hard question. I don't know. You know what I miss really, having? I would have to sit and think.
I miss having like an electric can opener.
I never got down with having those. That. I feel like it's easier to just do it manually.
I hate it. I've always, that's a luxury, but we've always, mainly always had an electric can opener and it was the bee's knees. You're like really thinking about this now, like really.
Keurig. I never had a Keurig growing up and I... find that
did you have a coffee pot?
I mean, yeah, we had a coffee pot, but a Keurig is different. A Keurig is just one.
It's way better. It's way better. It is really like it's a step up having a Keurig. When did I get my first one? I got my first one in like my early 20s. And that was a game changer.
Ew, that just sounds awful to say.
I've just accepted it. I feel like there's a lot of things that I'm like my early 20s. Jake and I were talking about that the other day, of the fact that like by the time I turned 21, I was done drinking like heavily. Well, all the time drinking heavily because of how much I drank as like a teenager. And I was really thinking about it. I'm like, I really have lived some fucking lives, dude. Like, I've had a lot of fun.
You know what? That's true, because one of my coworkers just recently turned 21 and he was talking about like how he's been like going to the bar a lot. And I'm like, I don't know if anybody really believes me, but like, I really did live a life. Like, I was still going to bars, not 21. And I did things. So like you said, when you turn 21, you're kind of over it. Like, I was just over it.
Yeah. Like, I always try to think of it that way, because sometimes I feel like I do get very, like, in my head of, like, how you and I talked about it. Like, oh, I haven't done this. But then I start to think about, like, I've done so many things that other people have never done or experienced or had so many fun memories or crazy memories that it's cool, like, to think of it that way, because I'm like, yeah, there's so much more I want to do, but I've also done so much that was like exciting. And especially for me, since I'm such a like, I don't like to do crazy wild shit. I did some wild shit and I'm like, wow, good for me. Good for me doing that.
I'm really pressed about trying to think.
What you Okay, well, why what do you have planned for this week? Besides just working, do you have anything fun planned for your days off?
No, I need to clean. I need to put that laundry away. I need to clean. Like, this house is a wreck.
Ooh. Well, I'm about to blow your mind. I'm picking up Olivia and Lalo on Friday because Thursday is Olivia's 8th birthday.
Olivia. What are y'all doing?
That's the youngest one, by the way, since you always get tripped up. We're just doing like a little sleepover. On Layla's birthday, I'd come to give her a gift and she was like, oh, we want to spend the night. So it was a Friday. So I was like, sure. So Livy's birthday's Thursday. And I was like, well, I'll pick them up and they can spend the night again on a Friday. Like, we'll watch some movies and stuff. I need to go buy the stuff. They've never had like s'mores made on the oven. Like, do you remember like if you used to like roast your marshmallows on the oven? Well, if you had the one that had flames. No,
I don't think I've ever done that.
Really? So I remember, this is such a like visceral. This is such a visceral, like visceral memory for me, that we would make s'mores sometimes and we would put it over the flame to get it hot. Like, it was just like something we did. Mm-hmm. And I always loved doing that. And I never had another gas stove for years, and now that I have one, I'm like, oh fuck yeah, I'm gonna teach that memory to the girls.
That's cute. Like,
why not?
Love that.
And I'm making them like a big breakfast because Livy swears she's never had bacon, which I'm pretty sure she has, but she's like, I don't think I like it. And I'm like, well, we'll make some bacon and eggs and some potatoes and you guys can try all of it.
Ooh, I love like a good breakfast bowl.
Yeah.
If you're making a bowl, but like,
and they've been liking to help potatoes, cook.
Potatoes.
So good.
Potatoes. Yeah. I love potatoes.
That's why someone had said, like, what is your favorite food? And they said potatoes. And I was like, that's a smart fucking answer, because you really can make anything.
Mm-hmm. Potatoes are so good.
About to be like Bubba Gump out here. You can make baked potato, diced potatoes, hot cake to like, potato pancakes, hash browns. Just go on a list of all the things you can make with potatoes.
Oh man, okay. I really.
So it is time for. Song of the week. Pew, pew, pew. That was really good sound effects. I was going to say, that was the best fucking sound effects. So, what is your song of the week this week?
I'm going to go with 30 Seconds to Mars, Attack.
Ooh, good one, good one, good one. I'm going in the complete opposite direction. I am doing Ed Sheeran featuring Taylor Swift, The Joker, and The Queen. It's a cute little lovely song off of his new album.
Oh, cute. Oh, I can imagine that song being good.
You should listen to it. I think you'd like it. It's a very, like, I always like when Ed and Taylor make songs together because they're always so, their harmonies together sound so great. So it's a solid little song. So do you know what I want? I want some fucking chocolate covered strawberries.
Oh my God, Nana just gave me some strawberries and I've been eating the heck out of them. They're so good. They're actually really sweet.
I've been eating a lot of, I think I posted it or sent it to you. I've been making yogurt bowls with granola and strawberries and like honey. A little
parfait.
But yeah, but I really, really want just chocolate covered strawberries. I haven't had them in a really long time.
There's this, so we went to Market Days. There's this like thing here where they like shut down one of the roads and they, you know, they just have different things like independent businesses will come and like try to sell their stuff or like home insurances. And there's just a bunch of different stuff like produce, blah, blah, blah. And there's these,
like a farmer's market.
Yeah. So there's this, people that do like their homemade honey. And there's this one honey that I got. It's called Creamy Cinnamon Honey. And it is so fucking good. And I drizzled a little bit on my strawberry. It is fantastic. It is so good. Because it's like, it's thick.
I
it's
love a good thick, honey. Thick, Jake's coworker.
Like creamy looking. It has like a really strong cinnamon taste, which I love. It's very good. Definitely, definitely 10 out of 10.
Jake's coworker apparently has like a honey farm or bees or whatever. And he said that he's going to give us homemade honey. Well, like fresh honey.
Oh, my coworker. Well, my ex-coworker does that. It was really good.
We'll have to talk more about why it's your ex-coworker. But with that, we are at time.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be back next week with another episode. Thank you for being patient with us while we had that little breaky break. And if you haven't already, like, subscribe, follow, share us, comment, leave a review, and let us know what you want to hear. Bye.
Bye.